I was so happy to get to Kirchheim last week. They've had 5 weeks of prayer, and the whole place is on fire. It has been a marvelous experience to come into that place. And it's a church a little larger than this. And when I came there Sunday morning, it was too small. And people had prayed for 5 weeks and sought the Lord. And many of them didn't know what that was. But they did it, and every week made them more hungry for more of God. They don't do like we do, have a coffee break every half hour. They get together at 9 o'clock in the morning. They stay solidly on their knees until 3 in the afternoon. And they pray, and they seek the Lord, and God seeks them, and God comes to them. We had a testimony meeting Saturday night that was an eye-opener to me. Wonderful people. I told about Mrs. Wollhauter. She's the wife of one of the chief factory owners. She's got a large factory. He sells his goods all over the world. And he's had to enlarge his factory all the time. And when I first came there and they got saved, they said, Waldfogel, he tells us we ought to spend an hour a day praying. How can we? You ought to come to my factory and see how much business we have. Well, they got one of our girls to be their maid, to do the wash and to do the housework. And the first thing she asked when she came there, when do you have worship? They said, we have no time. She said, then I have no time for you either. Goodbye. Well, so then they agreed to have half an hour or an hour's worship every day. And after 1 week, they came to meeting and they said, why, we didn't know how wonderful it was. And when some years later, we had a tent in Salzburg, they had rented a cottage in Italy. They were going to have a vacation. And so on the way, they stopped in Salzburg on Sunday. They came into that tent. And God was there. And the first thing that happened was that he came under power of God and was baptized in the Holy Ghost. And his wife got so jealous. She said, now we're not going to Italy. We're going to stay here. And she stayed there until she had the baptism. And this week again, she was so drunk, and so many, many people, they were so drunk by the power of God. What in the world had happened? Why, God had come to them.